Oh. Well, that's today. Today's Monday night. Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, Monday night. Chaf Tes Sivan. We talked about Hoichesh Mon Esrei. What?
Simon?
Simon Samach Tes. We're in the middle of Siv Zion. He's talking about if someone started, he won't be able to finish Mon Esrei before they say Kedusha. So instead, he davens with the Shliach Tzibur, Chazaras Hashatz. This is going to happen hopefully by Mincha. Hopefully it's not happening by Shachris. Mishavala Beis HaKnesses, Umotza Siva Mispalala Shmona Esrei, Mispalala Limon Shmona Esrei, V'yoyma Ashrei Lachrei Shmona Esrei. But Mishnah Berurah says, it passes like the Magen Avraham, that Alpi Kabbalah, you should not say Ashrei after Shmona Esrei as your obligation to say Ashrei three times a day. Because according to Alpi Kabbalah, you should not say it after Shmona Esrei. So just say it, but say it like you're reading Tillim. Don't have in mind that you're fulfilling an obligation. So you'll say Ashrei afterwards. But if you won't finish Shmona Esrei by the time the Shliach Tzibur starts and gets up to Kedusha, and if you wait for him to finish the whole Shmona Esrei and then start, you'll miss everything. He says, you'll miss Mantfila. You're more concerned you're going to miss your train, your bus. Yibnyamdin ad la'achar, sheyigmar shliachsivas kol Shmona Esrei makadish yavris Mantfila. Because you have to wait till after the Kaddish Sholei. You have to wait till after Kaddish Tiskabel. Yamdin v'yispal b'lachizim at shliachsivas b'chzoros antila mila b'mila, daven with him word by word. V'yomri mo'y kol musach ha'kedusha together with him. You say Kedusha with him. That includes Nekadesh and Lumosu Mishapkum Yomrim or Borech Nemeru and Uvidrei Kachachopos of Leymar, everything, you say it with him. Begat Mledor Vador, Kamoshe Hu Omer, you don't say Atok Kadosh, you say Mledor Vador with him. You say Mima Bishova because of Kalakadosh, you make sure you finish together with him on Kalakadosh, Ubikas Shemea Tvila. Many people say they're ready to hold Shmona Esrei together with him. Then the people answering Amen are like answering Amen to his bracha too. But certainly you have to make sure you finish Shema Tefillah together with him, or else it's called that you missed the Amen of Shema Tefillah. It's like you didn't gain anything because you missed that. B'chamodim yom b'shalbe kadei sheyishchem atzibur, so that you bow down together with the tzibur, which is the point of moedim d'rabbanan, just to enable you to give you something to say. But the real chiyuv is to bow down when the tzibur bows down. Rak b'yom tainus sibur, if it happens on a tainus, yol yomer ma'aleach sibur anenu, alomer b'shmei atfila k'moy shor yochid. You don't say it together with the chazan as a bracha b'fnei atzmo, that's too far already. You're not actually the chazan. The chazan says the bracha, you don't. Now he says, alomer b'shmei atfila k'moy shor yochid. But remember, you have to finish Shmei Atfila together with him because of the Yomein, so you must be able to daven pretty fast. If you're going to say it in Shmei Atfila, but you have to finish together with him, and you give yourself this whole new paragraph to say, and the whole bracha is only five lines, so good luck. I don't know what the kitzur was thinking.
Also, when you finish him, it always happens to me. I don't know what to do after Modim. I like try to hurry up so that I can finish Elokai Nitzur by the time he finishes the Shalom Rav or Sim Shalom, so that I don't miss Kaddish.
Why?
So not to miss Amin from Kaddish and the Yishmei Rav.
Why would you miss if you finish together with him? Why don't you continue?
Not the whole Shmona Esrei. You still have
you finish Shmona Tefillah with him.
Right.
So then just do the rest of the Shmona Esrei together with him.
And then answer Kaddish.
And then you say Yul Ratzo. Right after the Mubarak Hasamo, but Yisrael Bashalom, you say Yul Ratzo.
Right.
Then you can answer Kaddish. After that, Yul Ratzo.
So that's better to answer Kaddish and then say Elokai Nitzur after?
You could. I don't know better, you could. So you might as well finish the Shmona Esrei together with him. The Chenem Rotzel is Paul Meyer of the Matzibur. wants to daven Ma'ariv, whatever. He's davening Mincha now. He wants to daven Ma'ariv, v'yam yamten alacha chazoros ha-shliach tzivos ha-tfili yitzorch v'spal alarvus b'yachidus, because they're moving ahead. They're not waiting for the second minyan to finish. Yispal Mincha chazoros ha-shliach tzivos, the way we just described. V'mbo somach l'kedusha yamten alacha sh'yom ha-shliach tzivos ha-kel ha-kodosh v'yane omein v'oz yispal them. If you do that, you can end up missing tefillah. You know, you always have to make the cheshbon, which is right where you're holding. If you're going to miss tefillah b'tzibur of Ma'ariv, don't do it. But he brings out from the Mishnah Berurah here that Yehesh Marabah comes before tefillah b'tzibur. And if your choice is, if you say Shemona Esrei, you'll miss the Yehesh Marabah that you have to say, then don't. Then wait till after the Yehesh Marabah. Because Kena Mashoi Verif was Man HaMincha, you're going to miss Man HaMincha. Afilu the Mishchot Filas HaMincha Ralayla, Lo Yom Rutachan, Im, not Afilu Im, Im, Nimshchot Filas HaMincha Ralayla, Lo Yom Matachnun, Ki Eino Matachnun Balayla. So that's a Midas Hadinah show late, and you don't want to make any troubles. Anyway, you should be making sure that Mincha is not going to take that long. Ki oz enomim kaddish tiskabel ala tzilash is palalu biyom. Ki mish halayla shayechas liyom ha-mochras. Okay, we don't follow that l'moshal on Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur, you say tiskabel on a different day, usually. On a different day than you daven Shmona Esrei. It's dark outside usually Yom Kippur. Okay, we'll stop here. But I want to